Thank you for joining me once again on The Archimedes Effect, where we explore the factors that lead to game-changing innovation and disruptive breakthroughs. I'm your host, Brian Jimenez, founder of Archimedes Strategic Branding, autodidact, and heterodox thinker. Thanks again for joining us today.
I'm your host, Brian Jimenez. Today we're talking with Art Gonzalez and Misa Garcia. Overall, good people. Well, that's debatable.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. We can argue about that the whole time.
Okay. I want to talk about music. We're all involved with music in some way, or have been involved. Art, you're a guitar player, right?
Sort of.
But you play...
Yeah, I mean, I grew up with music very close to me, yeah. I actually learned to play trumpet when I was like in sixth grade. Mm. And then I did the whole marching band and all of that stuff. I was in high school, a band geek. And yeah, that was a lot of fun. It exposed me to a lot of different genres, and I was always like seeking out new things and stuff like that. And then I formed a band and I did the whole thing.
You played drums?
I played drums, yeah. I eventually transitioned from trumpet to drums. And
okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so...
What was your band's name?
What's that?
What was your band's name?
I don't know. I was in so many different bands. When I was in high school, we had a punk band that I don't even remember the name of that. Or if I do, it's not safe to say. I don't know. I was also like in a jazz band in high school, and then eventually that transitioned into like me and Jay, who started playing, my brother.
Well, he plays guitar,
yeah. And we started playing like out of school. We played like at parties and stuff, and played a bunch of like Spanish rock stuff and all the alternative, like Cure type of things,
yeah.
You know, like all of that stuff.
All the good stuff.
Yeah. And then eventually we got into this like Spanish rock phase with other like, you know, better musicians that were like older than us and stuff. And Jehu got really into it, and he started like writing his own music for that. And it was a lot of fun playing that, but that wasn't my thing. So eventually I found a drummer for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I started my own band. We started playing like swing, like this whole like jump blues and
nice,
like, all this
nice.
Other stuff that nice. I was into. And that was a lot of fun because it was it was that time frame when that was pretty popular, you know. And so like all the little venues had like swing night at the time, you know, like that kind of thing. So we found we started like playing into all these little different places and stuff, and so that was a lot of fun because everyone would come out like dressed up, and there was a lot of energy in our performances and stuff. So
that's yeah, pretty cool.
So that was kind of my whole, you know, music history,
music phase.
Yeah.
Do you play anymore or not
it's,
too much?
It's been a long time now. I'd say a few years since I've actually played with anyone else.
All right, well, we'll see what we can do about that.
Yeah, but I always itch to play. Like, you know, whenever once you've played, it's like...
Yeah, it's...
You kind of always itch to...
It's kind of hard to stop.
To do it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always like just like jamming. Like, it was like... I think like like the swing music and that type of thing, like blues and jazz, like that's the kind of stuff that I always kind of gravitate towards.
Yeah.
And mainly I think it's because of like the jam sessions, you know, like anyone that can just kind of pick up an instrument and just like play, like, you know, it's not, who cares about the song? Like it's just like this kind of beat or this kind of rhythm or this kind of scale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we'll just like make stuff up and
just kind of flow.
Yeah. So that was kind of my favorite, you know, and
cool.
I miss that. Like I want to do that again. And you know, it's funny, like, that you bring up this topic. I was doing a shoot yesterday in San Diego, and so the guy that I was traveling with, he's a musician too, and like we ended up talking a lot about music, and it was kind of like Oh, and then there was another shoot I did a few weeks ago where the guy that I, there was the director for the project is like a sax player or something. And so we're like, we ended up in the shoot that we were doing. We ended up at a jazz like shot, like what do you, like a jazz place, right? Like
yeah,
this
yeah.
place, there's like these musicians playing jazz, and we're just like, oh my God, like we need to do this, like we need to start jamming like at some point, you know? Like, so it's like, it's funny, I've been like meeting all these people that are musicians, and I, you guys are musicians. Yeah, it's like just recently I've been coming around a lot of people that are musicians. It's like, I feel like something's gonna happen. One day I'm gonna show up with drums.
No, yeah. That's,
instead of a camera setup.
Because I think we're all, I think we've been highly influenced by music. I mean,
definitely.
Yeah. I did a little bit of the, I played sax when I was in elementary school. I did like trombone for a little bit.
Yeah.
Which I didn't like so much, just because I, maybe I wasn't that good at it, but I was a lot better at sax. And, you know, I started playing guitar. I actually learned guitar pretty late. Mm-hmm. Because I thought I didn't want to learn formally, mm-hmm. so I started it kind of late, and I just figured it was, you know, I just kind of toyed with it, because
yeah.
I didn't think, you know, most of the people that I knew who could play guitar really well started really young,
yeah.
and so by the time they were the age I was when I started playing, they were already, they could already play all kinds of stuff, and I was barely starting. I mean, I couldn't even put my finger in the position to hold a string, like it hurt my hands. I was like, so that was kind of unmotivating, mm-hmm. but but, you know, I kept at it, and I got a little better, and I'm actually not formally trained to play guitar,
mm-hmm.
but I eventually got to, like, you know, write my own songs and things like that, and
very cool.
had a little band yeah. for a little time, and, nice. Yeah, it was fun, like you said, just jamming and things. Yeah, you know, I think that's something that it's hard to, it's one of those things that it becomes a part of you. Music is, it forms who you are, you know?
Yeah.
And the, I think music is highly influential to how we dress,
definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
How we see things.
Definitely.
I mean, is there anything in particular about music that you guys feel that has impacted you in a particular way?
Yeah, all of it. I remember going to these events, right? Like, what is it? NAMM? Is that what it was called? NAMM?
Is that, what's that stuff for, like?
It's like the National Association of Music Makers. Yeah, it's like NAMM.
Like that. Okay.
NAMM.
NAMM.
Yeah, like NAMM. So it's like these events where like all of the brands come out and show off their latest instrument. It's like, you know, every industry has them. Like, I don't know, the electronic one in mm-hmm. Vegas. Like,
yeah.
That's probably one that everyone kind of knows about, right? CES or something?
Yeah,
or,
CES.
So NAMM, it's like, that's kind of what, and they used to put this banner at the Staples Center, this giant banner every year whenever they were in town for the event, and it was like, music makes you smarter or something. Like, so I remember always like growing up with that idea, like, oh yeah, like, so people that are musicians, like, they're smarter or something.
Well, you know what's funny is it does, I think it does, do you guys ever watch Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You guys like it?
Yeah.
Do you like
it's
it?
Good. Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good. Actually, at the beginning, I didn't like it at all.
Oh.
But then I started to like really get into the, because they had a lot of dry humor, you know? But one of the things that I noticed that...
My type of humor.
One of the things that I noticed that guy, Star-Lord mentions is, and I actually kind of think this is somewhat true. He says there's two kinds of people, those who dance and those who don't dance.
Yeah,
and I was like, so I was thinking about that. I'm like, you know what? I mean, it may not be such a clean divide like that, but it's, I mean, it's true. It's like, it's not exactly like, you know, obviously you need music to dance, but it's like, man, there's people who just hate dancing,
yeah.
you know? And I don't think I hang around anyone that doesn't enjoy,
right.
Except for you, by the way.
Oh.
No, but see, but
that's what I was gonna say.
No, but that's actually my point, is that like if you can divide it that way, right? People who like to dance, yeah. people who don't like to dance. But when it comes to music, I think most people enjoy some kind of music.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know, it's just so powerful. It's just so I forget where I was even going with that thing, but
yeah,
it just reminded me of that there was these two kinds of people, those who do like it, those who don't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, the type of music that we like is fairly similar, you know? I mean, you mentioned like jazz and like swing stuff. I love jazz and swing, and, you know, just, you know, like rock and español, like, you know, grew up with a lot of that stuff. And we've played some of that together and, you know, The Cure and things like that, The Smiths. Like, come on, that's
totally, you know? Yeah, it's the stuff I grew up on.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's for me, it's like, I try to introduce my daughter to like some of that music, you know? So now she like loves jazz, you know? And I'm still working on like The Smiths and stuff. We haven't gotten there yet, but.
That's an acquired taste. It takes a little longer.
Yeah, a little bit.
Usually like junior high school phase.
That's
around the time.
Yeah, the way I'm gonna ease into it is by start giving her a pompadour, and then when she asks why I'm making her do that, I'm kidding. I think I would like that. Anyway, so like, is there anything in particular about? Because I mean, we talk about different things. We talk about like the different topics that we talk about influence like personal life. They influence like society. They influence business. Yeah. They influence people's psychologies. Like, how do you feel music like touches those aspects?
Well, I mean, it's like learning music is literally learning another language. So when you have to learn another language, you are forced to look at things from a different perspective. Like, that alone is why I think they say that music makes you smarter, because you're literally having to look at things from this other perspective and another technique or another way of looking at.
You're utilizing different senses.
Yeah. No, I mean, not just that, but it's your logic. You know, you're expanding how you logically look at things. So, I mean, like, just learning to read the notes, like, alone, right? It's enough to, like, help you understand another concept or another way of looking at things.
Yeah.
And then, like, learning how your instrument fits in with, like, the rest of the band. Like, you know, not just in a band setting, but like I learned with like a marching band, which is like a, you know, like 50 piece members, right? And they all are playing their own different parts and learning how they all complement each other and like when the dynamics need to fit and when you have to bring it down so that the other, you know, like members are playing their instrument and now they're like, they come up to the surface. So, and then you learn all the counter melodies and the bass lines. Like, there's all these. It's a whole, what do you call it? It's like a whole environment.
Yeah.
And it's like, so when you're exposed to that as a kid, I think you learn a whole lot about the way the world works, you know, and just within that bubble, it's like there's so much to absorb and take on.
It's funny because there's so much collaboration. Like, I hear a lot in like in the business world that, you know, people need to learn how to collaborate things. Mm-hmm. It's like that's music. I mean, unless you're playing by yourself,
right?
It's all collaboration. Like, you have to know how things fit, and things fit in a very particular way, because you know there's a melody, and it has to fit.
Yeah,
you know.
And I mean, even if you play by yourself, like if you play like a solo instrument, where like the piano, for example, right? Like, you still have now with one hand, you have to learn the counter melodies, and then with this hand, you have to learn the melodies, and then you have to learn to like get all these things to work together. Yeah. It's the same thing with drums. Like, drums is also piano is a percussion, so it's like the same kind of thing. It's like you learn what this thing is doing versus what this thing is doing, and how they all kind of work together. And like, to me, the fun, like, beats are where like this hand is doing something like that's drastically different from this one, and then you have to like practice or slow it down and practice it to be like, okay, when this hits and then this hits together, and like those were the fun beats that they like take a little bit to get up to, and when you can actually play them now, and then you do that off on your own, right? Yeah. While the like bass and guitarist and like everyone else does their thing on their own, then like bringing them all together to kind of work together. Yeah. Like, to me, that's just. Or maybe
the whole part where you're saying that it makes you smarter, maybe, I mean, you're definitely mentally forced to, you know, use these different extremities at different points. So it definitely takes this mental effort that I think it does push, you know, how you're saying, like, maybe it does make you smarter because there's definitely that intensity of your, you know, usage of your mind.
Well, it makes you find, like, this unity where there's discord, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's
well, it forces you. I think that's what, like, it forces you, if you get into it, right? It forces you to think about all of those things.
Yeah.
And when you don't, like, I mean, other hobbies also do that. I think, like, sports can also have that effect on people. Yeah. And, you know, this is maybe just like an American way of looking at like musicians saying like, oh yeah, music makes us smarter than all the other people. But like, and I don't necessarily agree with that. But I think there's definitely something there. You know, it's a whole other ecosystem to learn.
Yeah.
And it has all of the elements to kind of make it a little bit more in depth than other things. You know, other things is like, yeah, you also in sports you also have to learn all these things and how to work together in team sports and has all these different dynamics as well. You know.
Yeah. Now kind of going off in that the direction you didn't want to go into, I'm going to go into,
which is
and the reason why because I play sports, right? So yeah. I'm a sporty person, and I do.
I've never seen him play. Yeah, I never seen him. Have you seen him play sports?
No, he's the new and improved one, so he's better than me. So you know, like I play basketball, I play football, I play soccer, you know, and I'm fairly decent, right? And
you are?
When it comes to surprisingly, when it comes to like you learn just like in music, right? You learn teamwork, mm-hmm. right? You learn coordination, you learn. Collaboration, you learn unity, you learn how to work on your own independently. You learn how to lose in sports. That's one of the most valuable things I think in sports is you learn how to lose and get back up. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the most important things that it teaches, especially kids. Maybe not for millennials, but that's a whole other thing. But sports is not an art form necessarily. I mean, you could say that if you want to look at it more as like, you can look at it almost as sports is almost like a type of dance, mm-hmm. in a way, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, I would argue that the graceful movements of certain people in sports are really similar to dance. Mm-hmm. So you can go two directions there. You can say that it isn't art. Sports isn't an art form like music is, mm-hmm. or you can kind of argue that there is some similarities, and people who are really really good at sports and become the best, you could see that there's an artistic quality to the way that they play, you know? Absolutely. And, but I guess
it is, it definitely is because it's like, you have to get creative in how you,
well, that's the
how
point.
You score against another.
That's the point is I think team, that so. It, I think it's sports is very like, you know, it's more about your actions, right? It's mm-hmm. it's strategic, right? There's certain strategy to it, but it seems to be related more with like just the physicality of it, mm-hmm. right? Art, on the other hand, seems to be more art, the actual art. Not,
I get it.
Art seems to be more like along the sides of more thinking, creative, and all this other stuff. But I
say because
when you paint,
have to build your technique down, and it's like.
So there are these similarities, but I would argue, all right, going into that dark place, you don't want to. I would argue that it's that music is makes you smarter than sports. I would argue, because I think it has different qualities that it's more. I think it's more of an intellectual endeavor. Mm. I think than, and this is coming from someone who does both sports and music.
Right.
So I think it's. It does that. So I think it does make you smarter. I think that's a real nice thing that it changes our perspectives on how we approach life, problems, situations. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask also, is there anything that about, how's our time? Good?
Okay.
Is there anything about music that has impacted how you work?
I think everything about music has impacted. It's so hard to like quantify it and I know exactly in what ways because, you know, we grew up as musicians. So like, how do you say, no, that didn't affect me? You know, like, of course it affected me. It was a part of me and it's a part of everything that I do now and everything that I see.
Is there anything obvious? Like anything like right now, like you just said, oh, all of a sudden I'm like getting together with a lot of musicians lately. Like. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, obviously, that's one like drastic thing.
So, I mean, I know the one thing that's really obvious. So, I edit as well. I don't just shoot, but I also edit. So, in editing, there's a flow. There's a rhythm to editing everything, you know. And like with this multicam thing that we do, there's a rhythm to when things change and all of that. And the same thing with like syncing up your audio to that and bringing. hold for a second. Because it's kind of weird.
It's the Metro.
Weirdly loud.
Yeah. You know what's funny is you never really notice it until it's like interrupting your conversation.
Yeah. Until you're paying attention to like audio. I forgot what I was saying.
You were saying about editing and...
So in editing, you definitely notice the influence in that music has over us because like, well, you have to, whenever you're working on a documentary or any piece, right, you have music that goes, that's kind of playing under your video.
Yeah.
And you kind of use it to create these moments and to kind of build a dynamic in the edit. So like, you kind of have to have some kind of understanding of like the way music works in even just the structure of music so that you can use that to manipulate the moment that you're trying to create in your film.
So then along that same line, I want to ask, how do you think it helps you with your work? Like, do you think it helps you do better work when you have music or certain kinds of music? Do you feel like it motivates you? Do you feel like it affects your mood?
My work, I don't listen to music when I work.
Is it you just like to focus?
Well, it's because when I listen to music, I'm trying to enjoy whatever I'm listening to and, you know, just be in the moment, relax or whatever I'm doing. If I'm doing a hobby or like, you know, hobby or chore, yeah, I definitely do that. But
like when
I'm working.
Like when you paint, do you listen to music?
That's a hobby. So, yeah, I mean, like that. Yeah, definitely. I definitely listen to music. But if I'm like analyzing a chart, you know, for a stock or something, I can't have music. I mean, unless it's really low, okay. In which case,
So that's the thing, because there's different types. Like, for example, I'm very similar. There's certain kinds of music that I can when I'm doing certain things.
Right.
You know?
So when I'm, like, trying to focus on certain data and certain, you know...
like, when you have to think?
Right.
Like when you have to process
that,
things?
I prefer... If I have music, it's, like, in the background really low, and I can't have it high enough that it interrupts whatever it is I'm trying to focus on.
Yeah.
If I'm painting, like again, yeah, definitely, I'll blast the music. It'll be loud, and you know, I get in the zone because of that. So it kind of depends what I'm trying to do, I guess.
But it has to do with the cognitive task that you're doing,
right?
I think that's because I noticed that it has to be if I'm doing something cognitive, it has to be instrumental or nothing. Like I either need silenced or I need something instrumental, and that includes like you know it could be electronic too, but it can't have lyrics that I need to pay attention to. Because I want to listen to them. You know?
So if there's lyrics, you have to pay attention to them.
It's almost like I want to.
Oh, I see. You know?
Like it distracts you.
In my case,
that would be it. Because I'm trying to sing along to the song I like, but I can't do that in focus on whatever I'm doing. If I'm like again painting or drawing or something, then yeah, because I don't necessarily have to think. You know, have
in the same way, yeah.
So yeah, it definitely it affects. Yeah, I guess it depends.
You know what it's going to be? It's actually funny because now it's kind of breaking it down. It's probably doing a right brain left brain thing, mm-hmm. because you're doing cognitive exercise when you're painting or whatever, doing artistic stuff, anyways.
Yeah,
but I guess that's what's happening is you're more left brain when you're like you know doing a statistical chart and looking at candlesticks and all that stuff. So you can be thinking. Like right brain stuff, but you can't do two left brain things at the same time
because
you need to
more,
focus.
At least in my case, I feel
that. In my case too. That's the way it is.
Right.
Too. Do you feel the same way? Or is it? Well, I mean, obviously, when you're editing,
having
it's a little
that,
different.
Though,
right?
I can be having like a podcast, like someone talking, even though it's in the background, and even though it seems like it would interrupt more, I can have that. But music, I don't know if it's like when I listen to music, I'm just trying to enjoy
because
music.
I think it's your musician part kind of getting the best of you where you're like want to enjoy the music.
I don't know what the case is but
that's interesting.
Anyway, sorry.
Okay, no but that I think that's I wrote a small article recently about creativity and productivity, right? Like how does creativity how can it increase your productivity while you're working, right? And one of the things that I was commenting about was that, music can definitely increase not only creativity, but it can increase productivity as well when you have certain music that's appropriate for certain tasks, you know, because music can be a motivator. Like you guys have, I mean, come on, we were all young at one time and you needed loud music to express how you felt, you know, and that's because there's something that's that you have inside you that that it it, it coincides with, you know, it jives or it resonates. And and I think with work, I think there's certain types of music that can either help you do better work or can distract you from doing work. And there's some that's just kind of in the middle. It doesn't really do anything for you. But I think there's definitely some that can increase your productivity mm-hmm. and the quality of your work. So I think that's my case.
Have you found which is does what?
Yeah, I have playlists.
Really?
I have playlists that are like energetic mm-hmm. playlists, kind of like you could almost say like workout type playlists, mm-hmm. right? Like playing sports, working out. Whenever I have energy that needs to be expended,
yeah. So you're going to like EDM music or what?
Like what kind?
EDM. Like wow. Electronic.
You don't know what EDM is?
Oh, EDM. No, it's EDM is electronic what? Something.
I don't know what it stands for, but I know what it sounds like.
Come on, guys. All right. So, I mean, there's different tracks like that. So I have a playlist for that. I have playlists for just real smoother stuff, you know, like DXX and those type of, you know, just kind of mellow stuff, like Portishead, you know, like just kind of more like kind of mellow stuff that you could just kind of chill to. Yeah. And then I have ones that are more like lyric heavy music, you know, where you just really want to listen to what they're saying. And then I have orchestral, right, which is like literally like orchestra, mm-hmm. right, jazz, big bands, classical music, things like that.
So which ones do you use for what activities?
It's very similar to what he said earlier. It's the ones that if I'm doing something cognitive, mm-hmm. like for example, there's certain types of, because I do, you know, creative direction, art direction, design, those type of things. When I'm doing that kind of stuff, if I'm doing a cognitive, like strategic thing at that point, it can't have lyrics that I'm going to pay attention to. So I need to have either electronic, something orchestral, you know. Depending on the project, more energy, less energy, that depends on what I'm doing. Mm. Right? But I need to have something with less lyrics in it. When it's something that is more creative, right, maybe when I'm doing design or something like that, I'm not being so, you know, because the strategic part is always there, the strategic part, but usually that part happens up front, right? So you do the strategic part, and then that guides you to doing the design, then you're free to do the design based on the strategy. So when I'm doing the strategic part, more instrumental. When I'm doing the design part, I can be more creative, I can be more expressive. Mm-hmm. It could be louder music, it could have lyrics, it could have, you know. And sometimes it's in the middle, sometimes it's just kind of real chill music. So it's I think it really affects productivity, mood, and things like that. So any other time, we're just about done?
I think so.
Any closing thoughts on music? We're going to set a date for when we're going to play?
Yeah, let's do it.
We got a guitar right here.
Yeah.
That's it, we're done.
All right.
Thanks. We'll see you guys.
Once again, this has been the Archimedes Effect podcast. Thanks again for listening. If you like this, go ahead and subscribe. Share this with someone who may be interested in innovation and in being able to learn from the greatest innovators in history. And I will see you on the next episode. Thanks so much for joining me. This is Brian Jimenez. I'll see you on the next one.